Hello,
hello.
Is this thing on? Slip and slide. I don't know what, yeah, baby, what we was talking about, y'all. The fellas are here, but y'all don't want to know what we was talking about. It might scare some of y'all because it kind of scared me. I'm gonna go to the corner because I'm not old enough to ride this ride.
Yes, please go on over there to the corner.
Definitely not old enough to ride this ride. Y'all know what to do. Share the podcast. Share. All that good stuff.
Because we give it to you every week or every other week or monthly.
I'm watching the Home Shopping Negro Network over here. I'm sitting here trying to see what the Chef Negro RD over here is doing in the kitchen. What you cooking?
Yeah, what are you
cooking? Me?
Yes.
I'm just trying to have something. You know, I've been snacking on this day.
Just a little candy yams, cornbread, gone green.
Right, you know, just doing it at 9 o'clock at night. You know, just doing that.
You know what the bottom of that I was thinking too. I'm just making some yams, some cornbread.
Yeah, girl, just frying up a flat of chicken, you know, just in the middle of the night.
Macaroni and cheese and a pot roast and some neck bones and a small
bun. Stanking up the apartment building, you know.
And I made a bunk cake while I was taking a break watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
I better be doing
you know that. Because you know there's always a bunk cake.
Thank you, Pat, for your inspiration.
A bunk cake and Pat.
Now, y'all better be in there doing some serious cooking this time of night. I'm going to open this bag of peanuts if it ever let me in.
Like, real quick, have y'all, like, I introduced Armand into the show.
Sure did. I knew you was coming down the street.
And so I need y'all to catch wind of, on BET Plus and support some Black comedians doing some real ass shit on TV. That the Miss Pat Show is the show to watch.
You ain't
get to watch it.
Listen, Miss Pat gave me my life. That's all I want to say.
Baby,
it reminds me so much of Thea Fidel back in the day.
Oh, yes, Thea.
But a like cussing version of it. I love it.
But
like
a cussing version.
No holds bar. Like, get off my titty. I ain't got number one.
That shit was hilarious.
When she I'm said, here for it, man.
And she got the homegirl Janelle James on there. Come on.
Right.
And talking about some real ass issues.
Talking about real shit.
And have time for all the conversations. That's what I like about the show.
It might be a little coony for your uppity damn Blacks, but why you turning your nose up, uppity ass Blacks? Do know that is your fucking auntie that you always got something to say about.
And do know. And I think what I like about the show the most is that you get a real ass conversation with real solutions to real family problems. Even though it's a comedy show, you hear some real ass conversation happening, and it's not just that pomp and circumstance shit that you see in every other show that's trying to get every Negro to clap. You're like, oh yeah, that's great, thank you, Dr. Phil. Like now, like this show get like. Like some of that stuff made me jump a little bit. I was like, oh, bitch, wait a minute. Okay.
And like, it made Fernando cringe, goddamn it. Shit.
Like when that bitch said that bull, like, I have that bulldog mess, I'm like, whoa.
I know, right?
Okay. I'm telling you, Christopher, you need to get on that show. Don't sleep on that show. Because you don't see your auntie. The first episode.
It's real Black bodies on that show, too.
It's real. Oh, yeah, it's real Black bodies. Wait till you see the daughter.
Right.
The daughter, episode 3. She going to show you all the body. You going
to. Fucking body.
Jesus Christ.
Body, yaddy, yaddy.
You can't help but notice it, though. That's why I never would, like, I wasn't, like, it's not something that you wouldn't pay attention to. Like, it's not like you, like, it's like you're trying to highlight because she's a voluptuous woman, but the outfit she had on.
so fat that you can see it from the front.
Damn, I was like,
listen. Jesus. Everybody check out the Miss Pat show. That's all we got to say.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, she's like an exclamation point.
Come on.
You know when you got a body shape like an exclamation point, and that's all, and as soon as you see it walk across, you just say, damn. That's that one. Exclamation point. Ain't even got no fucking word to it. Exclamation point. Just say, damn.
Well, I guess the show to watch now is Mrs. Pat. So if y'all not
watching, it is an easy watch. It ain't about 20, 30 minutes long per episode. So you can fly through them. So it's like watching Martin.
Oh, this is like watching Martin.
Yeah, because you want to see what the hell she gonna do next. That's what's so funny.
I mean, I only got like a couple, as if somebody's looking for my critique or my notes. I only have a couple notes for her. Whenever she sit her ass down on that couch, well, first of all, stop sitting her ass down on the couch. Make her stand up. Second of all, when she sit down on that couch, tell her to stop hiding her gut. You got the gut, honey. Just be fine with it.
I know she did that.
And I know she's working on her acting, so that's not even a note. I know she's going to get better. So.
Some things are offensive to our sponsors.
Like, I'm really happy to see a show that just don't see another Black person just being happy to be there.
But I don't got no notes for Janelle James. Oh, goddamn show.
Oh, she owned. She was, the moment she popped in, hey, Pat, she was in.
Yep.
She was in. I was like, this bitch is in it.
And it just feels so natural. It feels so real when she come on screen.
The caucasity of it all.
Yeah.
The caucasity.
The caucasity.
I was like, yeah. Ass cracker stands.
It's the kind of Black TV show that you don't got to worry about white folk watching.
No, because the N-word is strong in them.
Oh, it is
in there everywhere. Hoe, all of them. They're all
one. Oh, yeah, bitch, hoe, fuck. No, fuck you. Fuck Pookie.
Oh, my.
They're all part of the show.
Oh, it's all in the show. It's when I say the word, like, it's Samuel L. Jackson cussing. That's the kind of cussing that's in this show. And it's
you ain't got to worry about now, white person watching this show.
All the way down to when she said, move, nigga.
The N-word is used liberally in this show.
I was like, that sound like some family shit right there. Because it's like, because the way it just came, like the way everybody says it, now that's properly placed in words.
Oh, wow. Not properly placed.
Like, when you want to hear N-words in context amongst Black folks, that's what it looked like. If a white person want to know what the N-word looks like amongst Black people using it in an everyday household with kids, especially when she says, get your fucking ass upstairs.
Oh, my.
Like,
they use all this language in this show?
All of them.
She's like,
all that language.
Uh-huh.
I told you to see it for now with cuss words.
When she said, when her son asked us, when they were trying to ask, what y'all talking about? Queefing?
What channel this come on?
BET Plus.
Oh.
BET Plus.
You better catch up with your Black folks.
I ain't paying for no BET Plus. They ain't got enough on there for me.
Man, I'm telling you, I mean, at least get the free trial for this. I'm not even bullshitting you. It didn't take a whole episode before I was into it. It just took Janelle James coming on the screen for me to be like, I'm here for this.
Well, we thank God for a fire stick. That's all I got to say.
Come on, Cody.
Listen.
All right, for the fire stick.
Won't he do
it? Come on, Cody.
Well, y'all, make sure y'all go watch Miss Pat on BET Plus.
That was our honorable mention, the Miss Pat show.
We gave her a good old honorable mention. I want to say our prayers go out to...
Listen.
Why my brain just went dead?
You know, because it's late and shit.
Every time I want to say something, it just...
Don't worry about it, just make it roll.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back to
it. I told you, you're over 50. Make a note. Didn't I tell you?
Make a note, baby.
Listen.
Make a note.
Yeah, Manny Paul's coming for you,
baby. Hey, so, y'all know that the hottest topic out right now is R. Kelly. So
no, the hottest topic right now is Britney's free.
Right.
It's Britney, bitch.
Britney child.
Like, that is the biggest we already knew about R. Kelly, but we just happy that Britney is free.
Because look, Britney had documentaries and movies pop out so damn quick. Do you know she is one of the first now new pop icon that has had this happen on in this instance? Like, this is one of the first times that her fans got this to help her get her freedom. Her fans. They even said this on CNN. The fans.
They tried to get the daddy though.
Oh yeah, they coming for her.
Oh yeah, his day's enough today.
They coming for her. Like, I know he meant well, but when you start fucking in the war, like when you start abusing your privilege, like because you feel entitled to your child shit because you birthed her, like, bitch, you just didn't pull out.
Yeah, they said he did some funny shit with the money, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Like, come on now.
I really missed the memo because this whole thing with Britney Spears, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you really missed that memo.
You really missed it because they got documentaries on Hulu right now, YouTube TV. They got like every other music video, every other DJ has put a hashtag Free Britney Spears on all their stuff, even on all the rap stuff. I've seen the mashups and stuff like that. They use Britney Spears' music videos. All of them have hashtag Free Britney Spears on it. Every one of them. Like, social media really put the pressure on this one and changed the tides for that for her.
I just solemnly hope that she don't get her freedom and
fuck it up for all of us.
Fuck it up.
Well, you know,
disappoint
what?
The hell out of y'all.
If she does, you know what? Bitch, other people fucked it up too. And you know, Whitney Houston fucked it up. We sure wasn't putting a hashtag, you know, take the pipe out of Whitney's mouth.
But the funny thing would be her daddy can say, I told you so.
Exactly. Like I got the umbrella out of hand. And I was like, y'all put it back in now. I told y'all. But you know what? That's for her. That's for her to do. Like, you know, that's your job to govern.
And you know what? That's all the way real.
I guess only time will tell. But yeah, back to Ara Kelly. Bless his heart.
Yeah, Ara Kelly.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know about bless his heart, goddamn it.
Where do we start? I mean,
come on, Pied Piper.
You know what? You know
that
what?
That man straight played in everybody's motherfucking face and said, you gotta catch me.
You know what? I'm like Miss Pat on this one. Fuck R. Kelly.
Also that.
Like, fuck you, dude. Like, I don't even like my, I know, like, I've had this controversy with friends and family and whatnot. They're like, I don't believe that. I was like, you know what? Well, you know what? That's the same answer you had for your uncle touching in your booty hole too.
Ooh.
I said, but we're not talking about you and your story. We talk about this motherfucker who got enough evidence that we got more fucking evidence on him than we had on fucking OJ Simpson hole. So I was like, let's not just try to play this game because we try to make him skin folk. Bitch, he didn't grow up in your family.
Is he the only one that should be held accountable for what happened?
No, he should not. Nope.
No.
All them fucking enablers.
I think it starts with him and it triggers down from there. But my thing is that this is only one case. He still got what, three or four more?
Oh, do it.
Yeah.
You got to
know that. This case is all the way in Florida. There's cases in California. This was no. He still got more cases coming. So no, even if he's convicted and what's her name? Gloria Allred, bless her heart. Even if he's convicted of this one alone, he'll be in prison for life.
Ah, nigga.
Because when he married Aaliyah, her parents had to sign. She wasn't of age.
Well, that's what money does.
So that's what I'm like. Is he the only one that should be held accountable? Because
no, It starts from there. Once we get his ass, then we get the rest of the team. The security guards that was holding the girls down, the older girls that was actually participating in the videos. There's a whole
security guards, them goddamn them handlers.
The drivers who went and picked these kids up and brought them to his house. Oh, everybody's going down.
And deservedly so too.
Let's not forget the parents.
Oh yeah. Really? Well, you know.
Maybe the milk's gone bad.
The parents that knew, definitely. The parents that didn't know, I don't think they should be I don't think they should go down for this. They didn't know.
What parent you think don't know? They saw violent signs. I think
I don't know that there's such a stable of victims here to you don't know who parents knew, you know, anything. But I'm just thinking the ones that knew. Now the ones that were in the what is that, Surviving R. Kelly documentary, all them bitches should be held accountable. Because you let your underage daughter, thinking she's gonna get a break in the music career, go be with R. Kelly.
Your babe out here dodging piss streams and shit.
What y'all doing late at night? And why you can't come home for 2 or 3 days? We in the studio, mama. Uh-huh. Okay. No.
Hell no. We in the dungeon, you mean?
No. Mm-mm.
So, Bill Cosby says...
Yeah, I wonder if R. Kelly is a railroad.
So was Bill.
He got railroaded.
Bill was railroaded too. Bill was railroaded too.
About what?
But the only difference here is Bill's people was of age.
Only difference.
I don't know. They weren't conscious though. God damn it.
They didn't have to be conscious, honey. I said they was of age.
They was of age. That's it.
Like they were
old enough to drink, old enough to come to the hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning, coming to see Mr. Cosby.
Driving themselves.
So, yeah. Of age.
It was consensual.
According to Bill, it was.
I don't know, friend. I mean, it becomes non-consensual the minute somebody says no or is comatose.
The thing is that, you know, like time of history has told us that broken people do broken things. We forget where the fuck we come from. Like, do you know that the reason why we exist on this earth is because the group of our asses raped women and killed men for our survival? We got rid of the entire species. So it's in our fucking DNA to be this kind of person, except what most of us done is have some type of maturity level as to deal with the shit that we got going on that we don't understand. Because when you don't understand something, you do stuff. That's what we do as little children. We go and experiment, touch things we don't know about because we don't have a vocabulary for it, nor has any taught us those things. And some people, when there's parts of them that's broken and they don't understand, you emulate. So broken people do broken things. Sorry, Bill Cosby, you can be many things. You can still be an amazing actor and have been who you are, but still also have another part of you that you failed to not govern for yourself, because you can't say that your mama and daddy did it. But someone taught it to you first, and you decided to pass that on as your part of your what you want to give to the world. Just like you gave to the world your amazing ability, you also gave those women the trauma that they would never forget either. And that came because somebody else taught it to you first. And you didn't do anything about it with all your fucking money. You decided to go take your Jell-O Pop ass and go and hide it like every other motherfucker. Like,
come on, Jell-O Pop ass.
You know, and Jeff Osteen, everybody else. And the reason why that your ass was so fucking bold about it, because you thought, because every fucking nigga on the block think you fucking Lazarus, like you wrote a Bible or something, and nobody want to see a black man go down. So just like OJ, people have a fine line whether to put on your back or not, because until you become their uncle that they put a finger up your ass, nobody gonna try to throw you under the water like that yet. So like he got off by the skirt of his fucking pants, just like R. Kelly ass. I was like, we get too close to fucking black folk, black celebrities because we only have so many. Look, time of history has told, look, we're gonna have plenty more black folks that we're gonna be able to do amazing, iconic, groundbreaking shit. We don't need the motherfuckers who are sitting here, you know, thinking this is the price of admission for being this kind of man.
Period. So, should Andrea Kelly be speaking out right now?
Since who that is?
Children with him.
Who that is? The little skinny. The little skinny, marginally attractive woman that he married. The little dancer girl.
Say the marginally attractive woman. I can't with you.
That's a good accurate description.
That's pretty much right. I mean, he ain't lying.
Right, the beard.
Right.
You think she was bringing info? I don't think she was bringing info.
Should she be speaking out now?
She didn't say shit.
I mean, but did she see it, though? She said, are we saying that she saw it?
She said she knew.
Did she know?
Yes.
Ooh.
That's just like, come on, y'all. Come on now.
Honey, first of all, you are not going to stop your money.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck what you knew. And the first thing you think about is, that's him, it's not me.
Uh-huh. He don't do that to me.
So you ain't gonna stop your money.
like my mama got
busted. Now, wait a minute, Chris, what kind of speaking out is she doing? What is she, she's trying to talk against him now that the shit is over?
Yes. So, you know, she said...
I mean, well, what you think about it? You think she'd be speaking out?
At first she said, if they were blue-eyed, this wouldn't have taken this long.
Oh, girl, get out of here. She can't sit there and do that. No, I mean, do that. She right, but she can't sit there and do that if you've seen it.
No. Because she saw something and said nothing because her direct deposits kept clearing.
Listen.
Her dividends were still clearing. Her mind was telling her no, but I can't put that
seat back on.
And said, but my bank account is telling me yes. These dividends are
telling me yes.
Yes, bitch. We're going to Neiman's. We're going to all those. We're going to Saks. I lick his sack, bitch, and duck the piss, honey.
Nobody else is paying me yet.
Uh-huh. Shit.
And baby.
So I just think.
So she don't see wife, nothing wrong.
Right. As a wife, I just think she
did should a little wife. Hostage situation.
I just don't think that. I came with you. She shouldn't be saying anything because unfortunately.
Well, first of all, isn't it perjury? Because she's already testified about, you know, she didn't know shit.
Oh, did she testify in some of the other cases?
Is it perjury?
Did she testify in another case?
I thought she testified for this case. She ain't said shit.
I didn't testify for this one.
You know what I think? I think rich people think the American justice system is like a board
game. A joke.
A fucking joke. Yeah.
It is.
It's like a subscription system. It's like if you pay the toll, you get to actually have that venture.
But baby, didn't I say that? Didn't I say that a while back? I said the price that these people pay gives them a frame of reference for how much this shit actually gonna cost them.
That's the reason
I said that a while ago.
And that's the reason why I said what I said about rape and whatnot. It's like I do not want to have a price tag on my body for your entertainment, because now it's just a matter of a price tag. Oh, I raped her. How much is it gonna cost for her to go away? Or how much do he want for him for his open legs to close again? Shut his mouth like he opened them legs willingly.
I don't think she spoke, but there was they had 50 witnesses. I don't think she testified.
Like,
I don't remember them talking about her.
But did she have to? Because she was a wife. So, like, isn't there like some protections or something for wives?
Yeah, it should be. A wife.
Aren't they divorced?
Yeah, but a wife couldn't. Well, yeah, they are divorced.
I don't know. Maybe you got a point, Lamont.
I
could have sworn she spoke out in defense of him. We need to find out who those five out of those 50, we need to find out who those five people are.
Initially she did speak. And then like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, she turned the story and started talking about how she got abused.
Mm.
And she kept crying, talking about, oh, I was abused. But I was remembering when you was on Instagram playing his music, slapping in the car, talking about, I love me some R. Kelly.
Because the
well, I mean, this nigga still again, doing that shit right perjury. Now every day.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't it perjury?
To be. But my thing is, I just don't think she should be speaking either way because you have children. So,
are you saying you don't think she should be speaking because
of the children?
Because of what?
Of the children.
What, against their father?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
okay, I wouldn't even think about
it. What difference does it make? Because ain't the damn kids grown? How old is these kids?
You don't want to be the reason you turn your kids against their father, even
no,
though.
No, okay, no.
My father is the reason why my kids are against their father.
Right, he did that. She didn't do it, so she talked about it.
He ain't been there
for that reason.
He was too busy entertaining others. He ain't been there. Now I remember she said some shit about that.
Yeah,
we would have preferred his attendance more than his checks. I remember she said some shit about that.
If you a shitty father, I don't care who the fuck tell it.
Right. Like, you know what? We sit up here at 2021, man. And I was like, if there's something like with all the stuff you can look up online, and you mean to tell me that you can look up online and realize that what you saw was wrong as fuck, and you can say something or do something or nothing. Again, you are opportunists like the rest of them, and you turned your damn head, and it is what it is. Like, well, I don't care if what kind of motives you think you do or don't have today, tomorrow, next week. Like, the moment you heard a whisper of some shit, your mama instinct should have kicked in and said, this could be my child. And you should have got your ass up.
And then didn't they say he did this shit to little boys, too?
Yes. He met the little boy at McDonald's.
Because the fact, like the fact, like the real deal, Holyfield is like the thing is that what pisses me off about this, even you know, on the flip side of this shit, is that there are people in this world who do this kind of stuff, but consensually.
So, Nicholas Williams, who was an intern for a year around 2003, was a witness for the prosecution. Midway through the trial, he testified that he interacted with Kelly daily when he worked at the singer's Chicago Track studio, often answering phones as part of his work duties. He testified that Andrea Kelly, Kelly's wife at the time, had the code name Important, and Williams was tasked with using the code name to give Kelly a heads up that his wife was on the way so that Kelly could ensure none of the young women he was allegedly abusing were around. He also testified that Kelly was angry all the time and that he eventually left it because it was such a toxic workplace.
Man, so, I'm sorry.
He's kind of adding to the part now that Andrea didn't know, because if there was a code name, but she said she did know earlier.
But you know what the fuck shit is about this though, y'all? All these grown-ass men that was around, that was living this shit, that was participating in the code words and all the other shit, like fucking enablers in the book, like, what kind of self-respecting-ass man is going to let some other dude, like, be doing this to other girls that could potentially be your niece or your cousin?
One that's singing that same song I just made up. They don't see nothing wrong.
Like,
with a little direct deposit.
Like, that's a true statement, because I'm like, because I know some dudes that they see some shit like that and they about to knock your head off your shoulders, like literally gonna try and knock your head off your shoulders. Like, you would try to put them under the jail for them to come get to go, they wouldn't stop going after you. Like, I just don't understand where, like, all these dudes is cool with deposits. Like, y'all all was cool with deposits.
Fernando saying none of y'all got no damn integrity.
That's why I was like, going back to your point of mine, is like the other people, so the other ones be held responsible. Fuck yes, because
yeah,
you are a grown ass old big ass. Because I guarantee you, R. Kelly didn't have no fucking tiny ass security guards. Tiny-ass bodyguard.
Hell no.
And I'll say this about that point, though. Like, if it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to these Black people that was connected to this shit. When the whites do this, I don't know how deep they go if ever somebody pays for shit like this. So, you know, with the dude, the Democratic donor from LA that kept drugging and killing gay dudes.
Yep.
How far are they going to, like, you know, exact justice on those boys' behalf? Not like, very far.
Like, you finna call Suge Knight or somebody? Like they got people bust a cap in a rapper. You mean to tell me that you couldn't call Ray Ray or one of those crazy ass pookies to do a drive by on R. Kelly for touching little girls all that time? But y'all managed to get Tupac and Biggie and still ain't got anybody in jail for that. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I was like, people are pissed off about that shit, but this motherfucker was pissing on some bitches. And y'all still ain't got nobody to get his ass. You mean to tell me all these grown ass niggas that you had around, I literally want to go back and look at all the recaps of all his concerts and all his news junkets and see all these grown ass men that was standing around like, please, I need to see them on the stand. I need them to testify. What the fuck? Who the fuck? Matter of fact, is your mother alive? Bring your mama in here. Bring your grandma and your auntie in here. I want all those bodyguards standing in here like, who the fuck taught this motherfucker? Because y'all all getting a sentence.
Well, pissing Kelly is going away. He's going down.
Right.
It's most likely going to be life in prison. That will be the rest of his story. And they continue, the blogs will continue to talk. People are going to say they're not going to play his music. They're going to play his music. They're going to compare him to other people that, like Jerry Lee Lewis, who married his 13-year-old cousin.
You know what?
When he was an adult. He's going to be compared to, what's the guy's name, who married his stepdaughter. I mean,
I'm really, really a firm believer in like a referendum on the prison system, where it just where you don't, like, a life in prison is just not a memorialization of your fucking life, because you just go to prison and get three hots in the cot, and not all people, and nothing. I was like, because it's like, if you are R. Kelly, like, okay, how, like, you don't get to live the lavish life you live, but you still get three hots in the cot, you still get to sing a song or two to a couple of niggas who still won't clap for your ass in prison and be good with it. Nobody gonna try to poke, do nothing traumatic to him in prison, I doubt.
We don't know that.
Like, I like, you know, well, you know, we don't know. It's like, it gets,
that's again, the beginning of his story, honey. That's why he's so sexually fucked up, because he was abused as a child.
And right. The thing is, abused people know abused people. And so they don't really, like, you know, when you're both the fucking wolf in prison, wolves don't fuck up other wolves. So it's like, you know, is his life, maybe his life, like, and do I want his life to be that way? No, because, like, what the fuck do I get out of that? I really believe in changing the prison system, where I want to see some real, real change. I want to see some, like, you, this is what you were doing to little girls, then I need to sit down with a team of therapists and come up with a punishment that's more psychologically befitting to your rehabilitation, because just sitting in prison does not do anything for me. Just like Bill Cosby, I need his one good eye to see everything. I'm going to psychologically get him to understand.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, your pudding pop is going to be turned upside down talking with me. And it is, and you're never going to forget this conversation or this moment or this day or this time, bitch. We're gonna bring you all the way back to the old Cosby with the bat.
Well, I just say we wish the best for the kids. I wish the best for the kids, because
I hope so. I hope they get the.
Does he have children? I mean, do we know the ages of the kids? Because I thought everybody was over 18 now.
They still that doesn't mess with that mess with their psyche.
It messes with their sexual story. Like, well, that your sexual identity. Like, okay, like, because you, like, how much time and space do you have to figure out the things that you like is what you want, or, you know, what you don't like is what you would maybe have liked in the first place. Now it's fucked up for you. Like, that's it has, he's made so much damage that them girls are going to have. God knows
what kind. I mean, Chris, of what you prefer people do? Leave out the bad shit about their daddy?
No. Yeah. Learn from it. And instead of them making up fucking busted ass stories about people, be honest. And it's like, this is what happens. This is what happens when we don't talk about things. Like,
I think you can still tell the story of their daddy being like this hugely successful, singer.
I would lie.
But don't leave this shit out.
No.
Right. And that's the penalty people pay when they do shit like this. Like,
exactly.
Well, like, they may be grown, but I don't see any ages for the kid.
But the thing is, they may become parents one day.
And they were
not already parents.
They had three kids together.
You know, you don't want to be the woman to passing on that same behavior that you were a party to your child, so your child think it's okay now. To seek out and emulate that behavior in their own space.
Well, on to a lighter note.
Yeah.
To a lighter note.
What's the lighter note?
The Tony Awards just
happened. The Tony Awards! Yay. Oh, yeah.
And baby, Miss Shirley Ralph came out there and showed you that she is a true, true stage diva. That hair was beat, laid, dyed, fried to the side, and she gave you all of Dreamgirl. She took us all the way back. I was standing, I was like, wait a minute, you should just go on and perform. But she was there to introduce Jennifer, the one and only Holiday, who gave a performance that left everybody standing with ovation all over. But did anybody else watch it?
Yes.
So I was kind of not impressed. I've seen her do much better.
Yes.
And the outfit looked a little bit grandma-ish.
Ooh.
So that kind of threw me off too. And so I was like, well, let's get on to the rest of this because I want to see how we were going to fare out through the Tonys, because after having that disappointment at the Emmys that we just had where we didn't get a thing. We did do well over here. Tina Turner, the girl who plays
Gree.
Who? Gree. Did you say Gree?
No, I said we got three damn awards. You said we did do well. We got three.
Look, we didn't get none at the other show.
Yeah, well, true. It is what it is.
You know what, side note, to be honest with you? I know it's easier said than done, but don't we have enough diversity and people of real clout and real esteem that we could just build our own fucking award system?
Well, that's what I was asking. Is there something that is on the same level as the Tonys that could go and give them type of awards?
Build a new one. No, I think it's time for a new one. I think that it's time just to build something that has the new rules. I think that they've the actors and the patrons have been very loud and vocal about what they have not seen and what they want. And they have not moved far enough on the needle. Now, if this was a job and your boss asked you for some key things to happen to deliver as expected and you don't, then we move the fuck on. Then I think that's the same thing with the awards. Like, Black folks and people of color, so like, we need, like, why y'all sleeping on us like this, even though we, like, y'all identifying with certain genres and then y'all give us, like, you know, some nice to have awards. And not to say that we haven't done great. I think I'm just saying, it's like they keep missing the mark and it's just not working for them. It's like they tried and this was their best efforts. It's just not enough. And I think that they think we have enough distinguished actors and actresses and editors and writers and talent that we can build a committee that would have enough esteem to build our own award system. We got fucking EGOTs, bitch.
I mean, I heard that, like, what, for all of, well, I didn't say all of 21, but like at the moment, currently, everything that's on Broadway is a Black show.
It's still, but not true.
No.
Now this year is more diversity as far as shows of color on Broadway that has ever been. But as far as everything being Black or Hispanic or, you know, something like Asian or something like that, no, but this is the year that has been most, because a lot of things that were happening that was supposed to take place last year in 2020 was more diversity. That's what everybody, all the different organizations have been fighting for as far as on Broadway is concerned. But this particular year now coming up, and I mean, shit, I mean, it's almost gone and it's not anything, not everything's not open till mid-October, early October, mid-October, whatever. But at least now it's more so diversified as far as Broadway is concerned. There's less white shows, less white produced shows, more Black directors, more Black actors, more Black cast members and everything like that as far as, you know, what's taking place on Broadway. But I think, I mean, the NAACP, that's mainly the whole goal, because the Academy was stipending us, Golden Globes was stipending us, Emmys were stipending us. So that's where the NAACP came from. But as far as something just being for the theater, I haven't heard of anything trying to be, you know, put together as far as that's concerned.
I think it's time they should. I think we've, like, you know,
I agree.
You know, the thing is that we've tried awards before, like with the Source Awards and the Soul Train Awards, and we still got those, but they don't get the steam as like the Grammys and the Tonys and the, you know, and what's the other major award?
Grammys. You know, and I mean, thinking about those things, man, like the Vibe Awards and the Source Awards, yeah. I mean, it ain't like they were like, some pinnacle award, but like they were a good time to watch. I mean, like,
yeah, they were a good time, but the thing is that, like, they kind of encapsulate how we've been viewed in the industry as well. It's like, we are just a good time. We are just the entertainment.
Like, you're trying to say the industry look at us as good time girls?
Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's like, because
that's James,
I think that's what the audience is looking at with the Tonys right now, is like, yeah, just like Lamont said, like we do have more diversity in Broadway. However, they're not being measured nor treated as competitors with the rest of them. With the rest of them, it's like they have to be in a class of their own. Like it's a diversity category versus actually like competing head to head with other shows. Are predominantly white. It's like the equal playing field is still not there. It's like, you know, like this, like seems like these academies, these institutions still are doing the gimme part. It's like, oh yeah, let's get two blacks, one Asian, and a thing. It's like it doesn't feel like we're competing. It feels more like we're just getting the nice to haves, because we're being representation versus actually being actual victors in a competitive landscape. And I think that's the real problem with the whole thing. It's like, we shouldn't be counting, like Lamont said, three fucking awards. Just in contrast to the rest of them. It's like, why do Black...
And I mean, but the pat on the back is that we were nominated. That's what it is. The pat on the back is like, oh, you were nominated. Like, I haven't seen Tina yet, but the fucking acting and things that I have seen on YouTube and everything like that is amazing. And I'm like, okay, it was nominated in damn near every category and didn't win not one.
I thought Andrea won. And Adrian, I thought she did win.
I thought she won for something else.
The girl who's playing Tina, Adrian Warren, I thought she won.
I didn't think she did. Am I wrong?
I thought she won.
Because if she did, then wonderful, because she did, damn sure deserves it. She embodies Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look that one up.
Was it an HBO documentary?
No, for the actual musical on Broadway.
Oh, the musical, yes.
Tina Turner story. I mean, yes, they did an interview with her and everything, and I mean, she damn near embodies Tina Turner. You know, and preparing for it or whatever, you know, they asked her, how does she feel as far as preparing for it and getting ready for the act or whatever? And then all of a sudden it was canceled. They had postponed it and everything like that or whatever. And, you know, she only got a chance to do a couple, like maybe a month or two worth of performances before everything was shut down on Broadway. But, you know, she was saying that, you know, she had to pretty much just live in the character.
I did read that right. She won. Adrienne Warren won the best. She won. Oh, Lord, why I can't say this? Why the word ain't best performance by an actress. She won.
Okay.
For a musical.
Let me read the whole thing again so I can say it right, because I'm saying it wrong, and I lost her face. Best performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical. Adrienne.
Okay. Okay, it's well deserved. Was David Alan Grier. I was amazed at David Alan Grier's performance in a soldier play?
A soldier play.
Amazed. I was like, you don't even think about him as being funny. It was amazing.
Okay, so everybody talks about him being a comedian. I prefer to see him in more serious roles because I never thought he was funny as a comedian.
Who?
I see him more in serious stuff.
Oh, excuse me, oh, Mr. Living Color himself. Are you serious?
Living Color, David Alan Grier?
On there. After that, I didn't like anything else. Like Boomerang.
Nigga, you are what?
What else was he funny in?
You know
what? He was funny in Boomerang. He was always funny in Living Color. He was funny. He's funny on fucking stage. I don't know if you ever seen him like live.
Stand up. Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Right.
He was funny when he played the daddy in that black Christmas sitcom.
That's what I was saying. I was like, Christopher T. Jones, where are you coming from?
You're not going to do that to a trained actor.
I'm going to find the name of it so you can watch it on Netflix. Like,
you're coming at us with this one egg in the cornbread mess.
Hey, we're not doing this with classically trained actors, honey. When you be talking about the ones from the Chicklin Circuit, like
we're not doing this.
We're not putting.
What do you mean he's not a serious actor? He went to Yale, boo. What do you mean? How much more serious you got to be?
Did you hear what I said? God damn it! Listen.
No. Nope.
I said I think he's better as a serious actor for me, and that's why I say I appreciate the Yale. Okay. I appreciate him using his acting skills. Comedy, he didn't do it for me.
Oh. Well, he started off as dramatic, and then he moved on to comedy, and then he goes back dramatic. So he's an actor. He is very good. And like I said, in A Soldier's Play, you can see some of the highlights on YouTube. It's like, okay, wow. You're like, okay, I wish you'd crack a joke, but no. It's like, okay, got you. I mean, he's a little humorous or whatever, but it's like, it's not, it ain't the like, hated it. It ain't none of that, you know.
Yay.
It's all you learn to love him as far as an actor. I mean, his shit is like Marlon Wayans in The Respect. It's like a whole nother level, like that you've grown to appreciate. Oh, really?
Well, you know, a lot of actors, like, you know, just like we were talking about last episode with Monique, you know, a lot of actors, a lot of comedians are really, really, really highly skilled at playing a lot more serious roles because a lot of their comedy do come from a lot of dark, serious places for them. So making a light of, you know, dark situation is kind of like second nature. So, you know, it's nice to see that side of them because you know it's there. And it's like, you can't be that friendly without going through some shit.
For me, I just like to see him in a stronger and more the serious stuff. He just does a better job in the serious stuff. But I'm trying to just, I said, he got the award that he deserved because he is that Yale training. It shows.
Right.
It shows. It wasn't a stretch where I was like, oh my God, I'm surprised he could do this. But the stuff that I've seen him be serious in, I've just liked him better there than I've liked him in comedy. So that's just me. That's just me.
Oh, he got best performance by an actor in a featured role play. Get it, bitch.
Yes, he did it.
Yeah, I listened to the this other little podcast called What's the Tea with Nick and Reg, and one of their hosts was in the play, was in the cast that did The Inheritance.
Okay.
And they won Best Play.
Right.
Hmm.
And so they are both, the people who host that podcast are like Bay Area natives. I don't think they live here no more, but he done went off to play on Broadway, and his friend that also does the show with him, big part of the show, is a thespian as well. And they get into theater a lot in their show. And so I just want to shout him out. I know he don't listen, but
what are they called?
They're called What's the Tea with Nick and Reg.
They come on
just about every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to him. I know he's been working hard.
So. I'm gonna look them up.
Yeah, I saw it on my list.
Because get this, it is National Podcast Day.
Hey, we had to get on the mics tonight because we give it to you every
month. National Podcast Day. So I do want to give a shout out because I don't listen as much as I used to, but I still listen to them. I still enjoy the read. Christelle and Kid Fury are still they're hilarious.
I listen to them every week.
They're hilarious.
I catch it every now and then. So yeah.
I listen.
Some that of the truths of the game.
That was not convincing at all.
That sounds like a story right there.
There was a shade between that I and listen.
Oh damn! I think
he used to spend some time in Atlanta. Was y'all?
Is there a story there?
You know what's funny is like
his walls could talk.
I don't know. Like
some his walls could talk.
You know, I sit there and I think about Atlanta, but it's like, you know, every time I hear an Atlanta voice, I start to get flashbacks and she was like, here we go. I try not to have that bias. So I work on it. So not everybody is the walking embodiment of my bad experience. You know, because it's not like I say all bad because I love Atlanta. I still do love Atlanta, but I love it from a distance. I love it from way where the fuck, like I love it two time zones away, three time zones away. That's why I love it.
Oh my God.
And so it's like, it's kind of like that sibling that, you know, you can only love them from a couple oceans away. And that's what me and Atlanta is. I visited Atlanta one time since I moved to San Francisco, and not because I have a disdain for it. It's just that, like, the conversations, man, even when the read, I was like, I love the read, but oh my God, if I couldn't be a co-host, I don't know what I would be doing.
Another Bay Area one that I definitely want to say is Surviving Adulthood Podcast.
And I
would be really, 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 I'm such a bad friend. My life is so chaotic right now.
Did you forget my birthday? There
is a podcast meetup coming up that I will be going to on October. Lord have mercy.
What you wearing?
There is a podcast meetup that is going to be locally here that Charmaine's World Podcast is hosting. What am I going to wear? It ain't a fashion.
You're going to wear a bustier? What you going to wear?
Yeah, I'm going to wear a bustier.
And lift them up and high.
I'm going to lift them high.
Are you gonna
serve them girls at the fucking meetup?
Yeah. Are you gonna roll yourself a box and cut yourself a box? Wear a box.
It's Saturday, October 9th, 2021, at 101 in Oakland.
Baby, I think you should go and get and do that 90s haircut.
Oh my God.
And come go over there with a 90s outfit on and just get your whole old school look. I'm telling you.
Wait, did I miss it? It's a Halloween party. What did I miss?
Halloween party.
It's podcast 101. Podcast.
I thought it was during Halloween.
October 9th.
Oh, sorry.
October 9th.
Celebrate Halloween all month.
On your own? No.
Hosted by Charmaine's World podcast. So y'all, if you are in Oakland, please support that. Find her on Charmaine's World pod on Instagram, and you can find her on Apple Podcast as well.
That's beautiful.
So I will be in the building.
Will you?
As long as I have a fresh haircut.
Are you taking me with you so I can get a date?
Oh Lord Jesus!
Oh my!
Put him on the corner. Put him on the stroll. God damn it!
Okay, I'm gonna put him on the corner.
Get this right.
Let him walk
all
that blade.
For the ministry.
I'm just trying to mingle and get us some guest spots and some sponsors and stuff. You know, we got to work them streets.
Oh, not the streets.
Oh, now you're working for us.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to events and shit, I can't go find an event, but if you tell me to show up to an event and tell me to clean my pussy out, I'll go do it.
There it is.
Oh, my.
Like, okay, what shoes I gotta wear? Do I gotta wear the kid in here or do I gotta wear where's the little? What kind of like Home Chick said, look, what kind of dark liquor do I need? Because dark liquor is only good for two things, fucking or fighting.
Oh my God.
Here it is.
Don't know which one you're gonna do or you're gonna have to do. So always come prepared.
So there was a funny thing that happened too this week. A museum, a Danish museum overseas, gave an artist $84,000 to deliver some artwork. He was asked to recreate two of his previous works from 2010, an average Danish annual income and an average Australian annual income, first exhibited in 2007. Where he used actual cash to show the average income of the two countries. So, $84,000 is what they gave him. When he showed up, he brought two blank screens. And I was like, okay, so what's the point of this story? Because I'm not really understanding. He titled the two blank screens, take the money and run. So the museum gave him $84,000 and he did two blank screens.
Gotcha, bitch.
He pissed. That's all I can say.
Take the money and run. He really took the money and ran.
He did.
I thought that was funny. I was like, when I was reading that, I was like, this has got to be hilarious. And he really showed up and he brought you two big old frames. But y'all gave him y'all money.
I bet you that museum didn't think it was too funny.
Ooh, no. And the sad part is people probably would come to see it now because they just want to see what this piece looked like that really is nothing. So something that it could turn into a major thing.
They felt worse than the motherfuckers felt at that damn museum.
So in other words, they'll make the $84,000 back just for attendance only.
Right. Like,
Take the money and run.
He said everyone would like to have more money in our society. Work industries are valued differently. The artwork is essentially about the work condition of artists. It is a statement saying that we also have the responsibility of questioning the structures that we are a part of. And if these structures are completely unreasonable, we must break with them. It can be your marriage, your work. It can be any type of social structure.
84. He need a therapist. Don't be trying. Don't get us in your mess. All them seem like personal problems.
He didn't break his contract. He showed up there with two pieces of work. He did it. I don't know. Y'all have any thoughts on Kelly Price?
Oh yeah, she's here.
Did you say she's here? I have no thoughts because I think she's crazy.
That's what she said. She said,
I know she's crazy personally.
Oh, shit.
Why she crazy?
She's just crazy. She's always been loopy. Have you ever wondered why her career never went so far?
That's true.
Crazy.
She Coco for Coco Puffs.
Listen, and she loves attention. So therefore, this wasn't for attention, though. This was a personal situation where she didn't want to be bothered.
I understand that all, but...
Well, you can't be not wanting to be bothered when you make the National Registry for Missing People list.
Right.
Well, that's thanks to her family is what it is. And it's more so a personal vendetta between her and her sister, because her sister's always been a bitch and never liked her success and so on and so forth. So since Kelly, you know, got contracted COVID and went under the radar and was trying to heal up or whatever, her sister decided to put this little whole vindictive thing together and say, oh, she's missing. We don't know where she's at. Bitch, you're lying.
Oh. Lies.
You're lying. She doesn't want to be bothered. She's trying to heal. Because what happened was when she first got COVID, got sick, got out of the hospital, whatever, she went back home or whatever, and she never had any peace. People were bringing gifts, dropping off shit, ringing the doorbell, coming by, calling her cell phones, all that or whatever. She didn't have any peace. So in order to rest and heal up, like the doctor told her, because COVID fucked her up, messed up her lungs, messed up her breathing, made her asthma come back, messed her up. So in order for her to get over everything and recuperate, she had to go away, which they knew. Husband knew, kids knew, sisters knew, but her middle sister is a bitch, and she said, oh no, she's missing, and got the niece to go along with it, Kelly's daughter, which really pissed her off.
Damn.
So yeah. Damn,
so she's a COVID long hauler?
Is she what?
A COVID long hauler.
Oh, yeah. That's what they call it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're talking about it's going to be 6 months to a year for her to recuperate from this shit.
Wow.
You know, and the bad thing is she was in the process of putting together a new project.
Oh, man.
Before this happened with Teddy Riley and a couple other producers and stuff. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
But now, of course, that's all put on hold or whatever because she can't even really hold a note and everything. It, yeah. And she almost left up out of here. She actually flatlined. I mean, she told a story, you know, as far as when she came, finally spoke, broke the silence and spoke and said, okay, what the hell? But yeah, but she was almost out of here.
She flatlined. She was out of here.
Right.
Sound like Chris got something to say.
They brought what mama back. To say?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing. I just think she's crazy. But we saw that on RB Divas when people just didn't understand that. When she showed up and with the Timberlands on and with the Vaseline and all that, like you was ready to fight. And then I'm booked.
Who?
That was the most significant piece of that show that everybody got. Oh, I'm Kelly Price. I'm booked, baby. My name is Kelly Price. I'm booked. Everybody kept saying that. So if you book, but this is what I don't understand. I don't understand. What happened to her money?
What money?
Ain't her money. She didn't make that much money.
What y'all money?
So wrong.
What money? Oh, honey, she had success on her first two projects. And everybody who knows, well, some people don't, but those that are in industry knows your first two projects, you don't make no money. The companies are recouping their money back, putting your ass out there, whatever. Her first two projects was the most successful. After that, she ain't had no success. Moderate, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why her ass was a praise and worship leader here in Los Angeles and a bitch.
Oh.
Religion That's coming from me.
Oh. It came down on you.
So, no. Mm-mm. No, she ain't got no money. She ain't had no money. I mean, the money that she did have, she bought a few cars, bought a house, stuff like that, or whatever. The typical stuff that people get when they get a few dollars in, from the, you know, royalties and stuff like that. Luckily for her, the smart thing is the bitch is a writer. So therefore, she gets her money as far as writing stuff for other artists and for herself. But as far as artistry and all that, she ain't no money.
Somebody said she was driving a Corolla. They said she was driving a Toyota.
I'm going to turn my chair on that one. Burgundy, to be exact, if you want to know the color.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you. I hate.
Kelly. Messy Bessie's in the building, goddamn it.
Kelly Price, sweetie, I need you to get your craziness together.
But I mean, birds of a feather, her and Kiki, her best friend, they are two cuckoos.
Really?
And talented bitches as well. Oh my God, they can sing rings around all these bitches that's on the radio right now. But both of them are cuckoo for Cocoa fucking Puffs.
You know, baby, you can't get no more cuckoo than Kiki. I love her.
And Kelly could have been that bitch right along, right there alongside Miss, what's her name? Jennifer Hudson.
But the sad part, Kelly Price was that bitch.
Exactly.
She was that bitch.
You could have played Aretha. You could have played Aretha.
She was platinum. And we loved her when she came out looking like a whale. She came out, she was big as a whale. And we loved her when she got on that first show with that big old leather outfit on, looking like Orca. Orca had
a sofa, honey. A sofa in a pimp house. That's what she looked like.
I was like, who put her in this?
The wrong stylist.
Who put her in this?
Good night.
Now,
good night. This has been the last episode of the fellas' point of view.
They did y'all niggas just
call that bitch a sofa?
In a pimp's house. You missed the second part of that.
I want to go away from him.
You got to get the second.
And actually, part. Chris, I need you to find that picture and put it up on our page so everybody can really see what we're talking about.
Ooh, I wonder if is that picture still up?
We'll find it.
Yeah, because that baby, that thing right there was. I was like, no,
wrong is too left.
Was it a black trash bag?
A what? No, it wasn't black. I think it was red. If I want to be mistaken, either it was red or purple. I can't remember.
But it was just not wrong. A black one too.
It was just wrong.
it was all the way wrong.
I love how they had her looking like a temp secretary on the Martin episode she was on.
Ooh.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
That first outfit was, oh my God. I was like, who styled you in that? Who told you that that was cute?
Somebody in the union.
Oh my God, because if I could get that child, it was ridiculous.
They had their cousin them.
Right.
On the corner, who said they got a good eye for fashion.
I got the eye. I can do. Sort of like
Mary, I got you, Kelly.
Sort of like Mary Mary with their sister styling them.
Oh.
I'm going to hell.
And they still won't let Google go. Oh my God.
They still won't let her go. And they had she is not a stylist. Sorry.
They got drama outside.
Uh oh. Fernando got drama outside in the city, y'all. It ain't safe. Stay away from the window. Stay away from the window.
You know me.
Duck.
I'm like
bullets have no eyes.
Listen.
It said my notepad said there's somebody got pepper spray 50 feet away from your house. I'm like, who that? Mm. You got pepper spray, bitch.
Not 500, but 50. That ain't good. Mm-hmm.
Honey, she probably had them take all them pictures down of her very first performance when she came out looking like
fuck you. We will find that Motown Us Apollo performance. We're gonna find that. Trust me. I will search for it.
Wasn't she singing Friend of Mine?
Yes, she was.
I remember the outfit.
and the bitch sung like never before, but that outfit was not it. Matter of fact, hold on. Where's my
button? Messy.
It's so true though, because you know what? You can tell when you're it's kind of like sometimes the same thing I talk about the Braxtons. I'm like, who buy their wigs? I'm like, out of all y'all can't find one human hair wig that work for y'all. All y'all wigs are part of it. They all shiny as hell.
So this is my question. If Atlanta is supposed to be the home of hair, why does their hair look like that? Because Kelly...
When did that come out? When Atlanta's the home of hair.
It's one of the hair capitals.
It's the hair capital. They claim Atlanta is the hair capital.
If they had stock trading in weave, Atlanta.
There's a hairstylist on every block. That's the only thing that's different about Atlanta.
They claim to be the hair capital of the... They're hair capital.
Hair capital of the South.
And Bronner Brothers goes there because they're supposed to be the hair capital.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where Bronner Brothers is. But what I'm saying is, okay.
Because Atlanta is one of the few places where a bitch will scalp a bitch for a weave.
Mr. L.A. said he got something to say about that, baby.
No. And it has nothing to do with L.A. being the hair capital of the world. I'm just saying that Atlanta? No, and that's because every bitch lives here, that leaves here, goes there.
To open if it ain't Atlanta, where is that then?
Where is that? Because I was like, in Atlanta, you can, there'd be about three
or five. I heard Chicago shows. One time. I heard Detroit one time. So
nah, bro. Like, you can go right there down to MLK, and you can go down to the swap meet shops, and about three, four, five of them damn shops got some little tender-headed girl sitting in a fetal position getting her hair braided by two, three different Ethiopian women and Jamaican ladies. They got her fucking scalp swollen as fuck, but she getting her hair done today. And they be lined up in Atlanta. Atlanta's the only place I know they will put hair on Leftway. You spend hair is $2,000. You put down $500 on your hair. By the time you hit your next Tuesday, you can get the rest.
Look, she gonna look good in three quarters. She thought a bitch gonna get cut in January. She gonna look good at Christmas. Goddamn
it! Have you seen one housewife bitch in Atlanta look crazy with their weave?
Well, yeah.
Some have crazy days, but everybody had a weave every other week.
And they had some of the hairstyles was horrible.
Because it was experimenting. Like you would do the same thing too if you change your hairstyle every single week.
Because Nene had a blonde one on that looked like the side of a mop. I was like, okay, what happened?
Experimentation.
I love you, Nene, but it looked like you got a mop on.
I love
you. All they did was take the mop and crinkle it and put it on your head.
Look what I'm watching.
You found it.
Oh, he found the picture?
He found the video. Yes, it was Friend of Mine.
Okay, I'm going to need you to share that with all of us. We're going to place that on our page.
Yes, baby, it was Friend of Mine with that damn outfit. Ooh, Jesus.
But there's another one that she wore when it was all one black leather coat. It was one piece.
Mom.
And she
this looked, one is a two-piece leather.
She looked just like Orca had landed.
She's looking like she's on the CW.
Y'all are calling this lady furniture. Whales.
Excuse me?
Police specials.
Armand, you know you cannot defend Kelly on this one.
Her stylist was like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, right. I don't like her, so I'm gonna put her in anything. And make
look, 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 you know that. You know that's what I'm saying. She ain't no friend of mine.
And they gonna remember her for this mess.
They Mariah Carey her and they say I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. Cause honey, I was like, what? This, but she sang for the gods, baby.
Oh yes, she did.
She sang for the gods.
She was still new.
as Mama usually does when she opens her mouth. But why is it that it seems like all these good-ass torch song divas always got some fucking serious psychological, mental something problems going on? I don't get it.
Where do you think most of the voices come from?
I guess.
Because they're hearing 5 million voices in their head.
But I mean, just think back. I mean, we can go all the way back to Minnie Riperton and Tammy Terrell and shit, Diana Ross and all these folks are just, I mean, really? Toni Braxton. I mean, Whitney. The list goes on and on. Shit.
Whitney Houston, air piano all day.
Listen. Leandra Johnson. Oh, God, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. They all got some vice, something going on that ain't clicking, and it's like, huh?
That's what makes the song interesting.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Mitch, what's a song without a five second pause to sniff a lot of cocaine?
There it is.
And it's like, and I am telling you,
or sniff. North sniff.
Mm-hmm. Ciao. Mm-mm.
You never know, bitch. When they sing a song or write a lyric down, you don't know who they're singing to.
Listen.
They're singing to that drug.
You never know. They're having a conversation with that fucking drug in the studio. It's like, you know what? You're going to love me. I love you, bitch. We in this together. Now, come on, anime, sing this motherfucking song.
But I just,
whoever posted this up on YouTube, they just put it up a month ago. So see, you might be right, Chrissy. If it's my sin. No, y'all get rid of that shit.
Right. I told you. She had all that stuff taken down, baby.
Like, take that ugly shit offline. Like, why is this funny?
She don't want nobody to remember that.
Like, no, it wasn't Missy Elliott. I mean, it was like WB the Parkers bad. You remember the outfits that Monique used to create on her own? Remember them outfits?
Nikki Parker.
Remember she used to use curtain tassels as fringe?
I'm not talking to you no more. Go to the corner.
You remember them outfits? You know you remember them outfits?
500 pounds. She was.
And the waterfalls.
Wow.
Kelly was damn near 500 pounds, if not more.
Really?
And Monique.
I just watched another performance where Steve introduced her to come out and sing Secret Love. And I'm like, woo, she came out at looking like a Chevy Blazer or Tahoe.
You know what? There's some dude that was on the back of that fucking truck riding that bitch out.
Jeffrey was.
Jeffrey
know that.
If I was Kelly Price back then and dudes was trying to hit me up, I was like, bitch, let me go ahead and boop, boop, boop.
Kelly Price was married when she came out. She was married.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
She had a husband.
If I was Kelly Price, I'd be
is that what you called him?
Yeah, all a friend of mine.
Oh, no.
He had a husband.
Bitch.
He had a husband, too.
I'm going to the corner myself.
If I was Kelly Price, bitch, I'd be like, y'all all a friend of mine, bitch. Come on. Let's diversify. We can all y'all can all fit under this trash bag.
Look, you girls, when y'all live in Atlanta, know that your husband is.
Because you know she was wearing some trash bags back fuck you, bitch. He'll put in another trash bag, in another Afghan, in another bodysuit. Bitch, you don't like your curve, bitch. You gonna love this leotard.
Oh, and we're going home.
He was, her style was shopping at Wendy Williams' closet and said, put all this tack and shit on, bitch.
Speaking of Wendy Williams, breaking news, they postponed her show again until October 18th.
God damn.
What happened now?
How you doing?
She's still recovering. She's still not doing well.
Aaron, not doing well. So how you doing? You not?
Not well. So now the new date is October 18th. They sent out the press release this morning.
What, she got COVID?
No, she's negative of COVID. She's over COVID, but you know, she's got other underlying issues that triggered, you know.
Oh, so she had it or something?
Oh, yeah. She had COVID for a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that.
Bless her heart, because she was sort of through a lot of stuff, and I'm not, it's because I'm being biased. It's just like, man, it just keep getting her. I'm so sorry to.
Okay, it's called karma.
Nah, that's called genetics. That's some genetic stuff.
It's right called there. Karma, because I told y'all I did not understand when I lived in New York. And you would be walking through the malls, you'd be walking through the Port Authority. Everybody would be playing this woman on the radio all day. And she's sitting up there talking about everybody. And I said, why do y'all sit up and listen to this foolishness?
I love her.
Entertaining.
It's entertainment.
I was like, this got to be the worst. And when she did the Whitney one, when she did the Regina Bell, and
honestly, though, she wasn't off base.
And then people may not remember this one, but she called out the great Hezekiah Walker, gospel singer.
Oh, yes, she did.
Yes, she did. And she talked about the park and everything where he was hanging out at. I said, this woman about to get killed.
You know what, though?
You know how many, I mean, I don't know if you guys seen her documentary, but you know how many death threats she had?
Yeah.
And how she had to go sneak in the studios different ways and shit because she knew people was trying to kill her and get her. But she was like, I have to tell the truth. I have to say what's going on. And a lot of people want to push all their dirt under the rug. I'm the queen of dirt.
And people don't give her enough credit that she was one of the pioneers for that kind of stuff. And if without people like her, half the dirt that we find out about
one of the pioneers. She the only pioneer that did that kind of mess.
No, I'm talking about the trash TV kind of stuff. Not everybody and their mama. Now we got a network called Bravo that does that shit.
But what I'm saying is, she's it. There was nobody else. She is.
There was nobody else. No,
because Howard Stern piggyback off of what the hell she was doing.
Yep.
Exactly. And now he want to make it seem like he all that. No, baby. She was out.
No.
That she was on the radio for 8 or 9 hours. Everywhere you went all day, I heard this mess in New York, and I kept saying, "Why do y'all listen to this fool? Oh my God, this has got to be the most annoying thing." And that's when the little old boy was still on there, and he do another messy show, Charlemagne the God.
She got a new TV show coming out.
Oh Lord, please Jesus.
Oh wait a minute. Sidebar: Have y'all seen Nick Cannon's new show?
No,
I'm not interested.
What's the name of the new show? Fucking the Planet.
I'm surprised that it's interesting. I am
really
in a good way.
In a good way. I'm surprised.
Okay.
I mean, it's worth an episode if you get a chance.
It's about? It's a talk show.
Him sitting down talking to people. And they got different little segments and different things like that or whatever. So, I mean, it's cool and it's got room for growth. We'll see what happens. But his ratings are high as shit because them wilding out people and everybody that from Nickelodeon and all that, they're watching his
shit. They're watching him.
And the thing is that the people that he rolled with, they make it good. Like Tay Money, one of the comedians on the show, she got like 3 albums out right now. And she got collabs with all like the major rappers right now. And she's good. Like he's becoming that modernized Keenan Ivory Wayans where he's got his hand in a lot of entertainment, you know, scopes where you start to see other
drama sales,
other stuff coming because it's like the people off a while now they start to get their own like you know solo careers from his from that show.
Yeah, I mean he said that he wants his own studio by the time he turns 50, and he's not gonna stop till he get it.
I think he should because you know what, he makes great entertainment.
There's a boy on Wildin' Out that I'm available. I'm singing. I'm single.
You know what? He makes a lot.
Put him on the stroll. Let him walk that blade.
Listen,
baby, that boy on there is fine to me.
Which one?
I can't think of his name. He got some old crazy name.
How you gonna get him if you don't know his name?
I just thought he was cute, honey. I was like,
His name will be revealed out in the next episode of the Fellas.
Because I follow him on Instagram so I can see his little pictures every now and then. I want y'all to know that I am following this boy from some British somewhere, Halt, over there overseas. And the majority of his videos is that him and three other guys, they do all these little dancing videos. He's the most chocolate boy with the prettiest teeth of life. So he just gorgeous to me. And I just want to watch him. And he just, he just gives a little dance and he just is smiling. So
you get ready to move across the pond? Is that what you're telling me?
No, what are you telling me?
Yeah, I'm about to move across the pond. I'm going after this boy. That's my guilty pleasure.
I was about to say, you sell easy, bitch.
That is my guilty pleasure, just to watch him. So y'all pray for Kelly Price. It's been bad for the Kellys. R. Kelly, Kelly Price.
R. Price.
When she
like
his protege or something? Didn't she have something to do with him?
No, that's Selena.
Once upon a time.
Selena Johnson. Once upon a time.
No. Kelly was up in there singing them hooks. Don't get what? Once upon a time.
He did.
Her and Mr. Biggs. Let's not forget the stories.
Oh, true. That's right. You're right. Oh, yeah. It's been a bad week for them Kellys. We going to pray for them Kellys.
Keep the Kellys in prayer.
Keep the Kellys in prayer because it's been a bad week, baby.
They should have kept themselves in prayer. That's why they're in the shape they're in.
If you haven't watched the Tonys, go back and watch the Tonys. We would love to hear your thoughts about Jennifer Holliday because it is the 40th anniversary of Dreamgirls being on Broadway. And it was amazing. So like I said, Shirley Ralph is a director of something that's on Broadway right now.
Yeah.
So y'all get out, support Broadway. There's a lot going on with diverse cast right now, so you want to support that. We'll see y'all on the next time. Wave on through, and I guess I should be at the Folsom Street Fair with some folks.
God bless you.
Well, you know, I was just fucking with you. I didn't even get to go myself.
I'd even go.
Bitch was working.
Now Lamont, they called me out, and neither one of these hoes went. But they trying to
get you know what. I went in spirit because I lived next door.
Either one of these hoes, they was in spirit.
Spirit don't count.
I live in the neighborhood. I live in the neighborhood. Spirit don't count.
If you ain't in the presence of the people, it ain't counting.
Okay, I was in presence of people. I had my fist up someone's ass. Is that's very false.
That's more than the presence. That's in the soul.
I know, right? You are definitely present.
And I'm going to sip my Pepsi, and I'm going to get in my bed on that note. Share the podcast.
And if you're going to give them some love, as Nicole Page Brooks says, use a glove.
Oh, Lord. And make sure y'all get vaccinated.
Yeah, please.
Let's get over this shit. Go get a shot.
You know what? It's no longer in vogue to be unvaccinated. Like, you know...
It's stupid. Hell, United Airlines just laid off.
If you ain't got your papers by now, like
jobs will let you go.
If you ain't got your shots, I don't like we can't be on no play date together if you ain't got your shots.
If you don't stop having goddamn play dates,
like it's like a dog, like you know, if you ain't got your shots,
too old for some goddamn play dates without some kids.
You can't come to the park.
The kid, never mind. I was gonna say where the kids went, but never mind.
Yeah, like you what? You can't come to the park without your paper.
Oh my.
Oh my God. Get vaccinated. Oh Lord, there's a car driving down the street with no lights on. Is this about to be a drive-by?
Nah, in your neighborhood.
Let me lean back. Cause like I say, bullets ain't got no eyes.
They're gonna have
duck down.
Duck, baby, duck. So we out. Y'all share the podcast. We will see y'all on the flippy side. Share,
like, subscribe. We'll see y'all.
Peace.
Thank you.